You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Drive is live. Clint's out. You hear that voice, Brandon Scott. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see our guy Tyler Milner is in the building. A little day baseball as the Astros are looking to try to win this series. They got out to a lead to kick things off. It is now 3-2. Somebody is just going deep for the Rockies. Forgive me, I don't know anyone on their team. What is this boy's name?
Yeah, this
name?
Guy's name is Warming.
Ezekiel Tovar.
No, this is Warming.
That guy's name's not Warming.
Yeah, no, he had a walk-off against the Dodgers a few weeks ago or a few days ago.
That dude right there, Warming. His name's Warming?
First name Warming. I've never seen it.
Judge,
I discovered him a couple of weeks ago. Yeah,
Warming.
Man, they were playing the Dodgers, and he had a walk-off hit. Warming is his name.
Wow.
Now, what is the history behind that and the motivation behind naming
it?
Like, how you look at a baby can name it Warming?
I got it. Warming.
This looks like a Warming. I ain't trying to make fun of the man if it's like a family thing or a cultural thing. I have no idea. But I don't know how you look at a baby and call it Warming.
Out of all the choices. 3-2 Warming flied out to end that inning. But it is 3-2. Jason Alexander, by the way, if you had money on strikeouts, I've got to believe Jason Alexander has exceeded whatever the strikeout numbers would be for him. I lost count. He had struck out, I think, 5 or 6 in the first 2 or 3 innings. So he is getting it in today. But
he's at 7 now.
7 strikeouts. God, if Hunter Brown was 6.5, I got to believe that Jason Alexander has exceeded the strikeout numbers.
Well, we looking like, Tyler, did we make money?
I actually didn't catch his over-under for strikeouts. I do have a couple of bets on this game right now, but I didn't see his strikeouts.
That would be a Tyler bet. Jason Alexander, let me get them strikeouts.
I'm actually surprised and a little bit disappointed, man. This is an opportunity for you right here.
I'm not sure even if I would have looked, I would have bet on strikeouts
for old Jason.
That
time we went to that game and he had them strikeouts on Colton Gordon and told us, hey, it's the element of surprise. That's where he's going. That's why he's picking up. Didn't quite get there.
By the way, the first name Warming, it stems from an old English tradition with roots in German culture.
Right. Is that nothing about that guy?
No, well, shout out to the Germans.
Listen, I love that you and Cheryl have gone and dug deep, Tyler. But again, this is maybe I'm off on this. Nothing about that fella's look screamed German. Or any of, I'm sorry. No, it didn't.
Can I introduce you to Dennis Schroeder?
Nine.
No, I got Dennis Schroeder. That fella looked like he was around the areas that I was in Turks and Caicos.
I'm just saying.
In Aruba.
Saying that the through line goes from Dirk Nowitzki to Dennis Schroeder.
Oh,
this guy is somewhere.
About, is in the
this guy is somewhere in between.
I get.
So I mean, it makes sense.
No, I all right. Let's
that
now,
perhaps
now
the place
this.
Is just bigger than
this
you
is,
realize.
This is not where I meant to go. But we've got to figure out where this.
I'm just saying, my world is small. Germany is big.
Where is Warming?
And so Warming could be German.
He is, as I thought, from the Dominican Republic.
But by way of where? You understand. You understand what I'm saying.
From the Dominican
Everybody
Republic.
Come from somewhere, even before they got where they at.
That's what it is.
Especially right. when you look like warming.
We will we'll keep you updated and abreast on what's happening here. 3-2 in the fourth inning. Ain't got to go nowhere. Right here, we got you. Some news around the Astros at 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Toby and Samuel and Mustang Sally and everybody. Jump in, Champ Slice, I see you. You can jump in this as well. I see you, Joel, badass. I can't say the rest of it, but I see you in here. Did you see this news about Lance McCullers?
More Lance McCullers news?
They hit that with that Lance McCullers Jr. is available out of the bullpen, Joe Espada said. Espada characterized this as a decision that is short term.
Yeah.
Hopes it can get McCullers going. Listen,
This feels like a development.
I want to say this, fellas. I think this may be it for Lance when it comes to a major role on this team. It feels like Lance is destined to slide into this long reliever role, and which is a tough thing. It feels like to me Lance being a major part. Maybe I don't know. Maybe he develops and he returns next year. Who knows? But for me, this feels like a development that this may be the last time we see Lance in a major role, and that he is in a secondary role, or there may be something done with him. And I just want to come from the people, Astros fans, people who have followed this team. When you think of Lance McCullers right now, you think of Lance, what's the thought that comes to mind? What's your feeling? If you can take yourself out of your anger towards him the entire time he's been here, What's your feeling? What's your thoughts when you think of Lance McCullers?
Yeah, now it's gonna for me still be like Astros legend, 27 straight curveballs, World Series, all of that. Like I know.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
No, I mean,
I'm glad to hear that. I don't think Tyler's gonna say
once
that.
You have,
I'm glad to hear that.
For me, once you have the good times, it's hard for me to just act like none of that stuff ever happened. But I'm not trying to split hairs with you right now. But like I feel like you're saying. The long reliever role can't be a major role. Like, are you saying this could be the end of the role for him as a starter, or just the end of the role for him as being an impact player and pitcher on the team?
I think a potential impact pitcher on the team. Right now, Brandon, I could see if they stop right now, are you 100% sure, fellas, that Lance McCullers would be on a playoff roster?
Nope.
No, absolutely. Based off of how he's pitched, no.
No, I'm just that's
no,
what I'm
absolutely
saying.
Absolutely not.
Right? Like, and again, as I say, maybe next year it could happen, but you start to look at the numbers, I feel like there are probably some guys that may have passed him up right now. And if we could sit here right now and not have a clear understanding that he would be on a playoff roster, I think there are maybe 7-8 guys in that bullpen that they want to get to before they get to Lance. I may have gone over my skis with 7 or 8.
You're talking about the Astros bullpen?
But I think there are a lot where I think they are obviously he has taken a step back in role. But I'm glad that you feel that way. Toby checking in. Lance, if he doesn't want to help the H, then he can go. Be a team player. He's dog poo right now. Lance should retire. Someone text in. Crappy coffee equals Lance. Someone text in. I feel bad for him. That's where I am. I feel bad for him because I think almost as much as anyone on the team, I think Lance wants to do great for the city in particular. Like, not just himself. I think he wants to do great for himself, but I think he wants to do great for the city.
Bury me in the H.
And I think it is killing him that he has been injured like this and that he can't get himself right. I think it's killing him, and I feel bad for him to go along with all of the things he's had to deal with from death threats and all of that stuff. I am in a space where I feel bad for him.
See, I'm more optimistic about the idea of changing his role, being able to get more out of him. Like perhaps it's just passed him by of being a frontline starter or a middle of the rotation starter like he used to be, and looked like he was on his way to perhaps even being more than that. But now with all of the injuries and all the time off, like maybe this is better for him, and maybe you can get the, like, I'm not ready to write him off completely. I will acknowledge that, like, nothing about the experience has really been good so far since he's been back. And to your question about whether he would be on a playoff roster or whether somebody would want him out of their bullpen or as a starter, like right now, this version of him, I would say absolutely not. But can you reimagine his role? Can you change his training? Can you get him used? Can you get him on board with the idea of coming out of the bullpen and maybe this being your second act, what the back end of your career looks like? Yeah, I could actually see it. I know we've talked about it to death over the years, of the idea of Lance McCullers perhaps being a reliever or a closer or something of that nature. So, like, I don't think it's out of the range of possibility or out of the idea or, you know, beyond the pale of Lance actually being good out of the bullpen. Has he been good so far? Do I want to see him pitch right now? Not so much.
You're our resident psycho fan, Tyler Milner. When you think of Lance, if you could pull it together, actually, I almost don't want you to, but when you think of Lance McCullers, the entire time he's been here, is Lance the longest besides Altuve? Is he the longest?
Gotta be, yeah.
Like consecutive. I know Correa is split up, but yeah. What's your thought?
Yeah, Lance? No, my initial knee jerk thought reaction to that was exactly kind of what B. Scott laid out, the 27 curveballs. Which,
I am so happy about that from you two.
Well, it's the first thought, just because I remember the moment.
Some of our best moments as sports fans.
I remember it just being wild in the moment, living that moment. Because, by the way, it was against the turd ass Yankees. Those 27 straight curveballs in the playoffs.
Waste of money from the text line. Go ahead.
That's my first thought. And then immediately after that, it's just, that's it. The best way I can describe it is a heavy sigh.
Well, it's the injuries. Because even then, you know, he's injured. Like even when he's been good at times, he's been fighting through stuff. And to your point about, like, him wanting to do well for the city, like, nobody can argue, to me at least, that Lance is not a fighter.
Well,
that Lance
is not a gamer. I think that's one of the big reasons why it took so long, is because he was trying to get back without having to get surgery.
But he's always dealing with something. Even when things are going well, it feels like he's dealing with something. Or in this case, he's not available. Or, you know, in more recent cases, he's not available and now not effective after not being available for so long. So there's always a story with Lance. There's always some kind of, unfortunately, and I feel bad for him. I'm not really blaming him for this because, like, he can't control not, you know, getting injured and everything. But since he's always injured, there's always, like, some kind of drama surrounding him. Mm-hmm. So, but there's no question that he's, like, laid it out on the line, laid it all out on the
line.
He's
forever in Houston Astros baseball fans' hearts, I think. I think he is forever cemented as an Astro in our hearts, like, for that one moment and those years in the playoffs.
I mean, what happened to once you win a championship, and Lance has been a part of two, once you win a championship, I thought that bought you some type of equity basically forever. Like, absent of doing something that's like F you to the fan base and to the city, like completely turning on the city, which Lance obviously has not done, you usually get that benefit of the doubt. So this is kind of strange to me.
Text line in. When I think of Lance, I think Life Alert. Someone text in.
I mean, it's true.
I know we got to go to break, but
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
And I can't get up.
Completely unnecessary.
It's a Life Alert commercial.
By the way, the game's tied. Is another home run hit off Jason Alexander. Lance comes back 2 years from now, and he enters the Daikin Park, and they announce Lance. Standing ovation.
Yeah, I would. 2 years from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Sure as hell better be.
Because you get on your feet. You would get on.
They'll show the curveballs. They'll show the, you know, it'll be preceded by all of the good moments. It's not going to be all of the luxury Lance updates, injury updates. It's going to be the good moments. So, yeah.
All right, coming up, something I've changed my mind on here in the last couple of days. I've completely shifted on this, and we'll discuss that with the Texans coming up next.
Y'all got to be ready to go, man.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hernandez made his big league debut against the Astros and sends this one to right, bidding for his second career home run, and he's got it. Couple of shots into the first or second row here, just beyond right field. Wow. Ezekiel Tovar in the last inning, and now Yankiel Hernandez, who didn't play in this series until today, he's 2-for-2 with a home run.
All right, that's courtesy of Sports or Space City Network. Todd Callis on the call there. And luckily, they've been wearing out right field, but Cam Smith gunned down a runner, or the Rockies would have the lead. A perfect throw. I think Tyler said 90-plus miles an hour on the throw coming from right field from Cam Smith. And he gunned.
A dot.
Yeah, he gunned him. And it was, I mean, right on the money. Any way that was offline at all, he would have been safe.
It is cool with Cam Smith how, like, there has been no noticeable
letdown from his defense.
Letdown or, like, even, like, a jump that he needed to make, or, like, a development. Like, no drop-off in him making that transition. Like, you would never know. If you just had no context, didn't know any story about the Astros, this guy's never played right field, all that kind of stuff, you would never know it just by watching him play.
Yeah, it is it's something there. All right. As we continue here, fellas, I've kind of changed my tune on a thought here with the Texans. When the Texans, when their roster came out, and B. Scott, before it came out, I know a big thing that we talked about is, so what's going to happen with the Blake Fisher, Cam Robinson situation? You know, generally you just don't see teams carry two backup tackles, right? And you watch this team as much as anybody. Tyler does too. I've never seen much of Cam Robinson or Blake Fisher playing inside. I don't know. Have you? I've only seen them playing the tackle position. And you usually have a swing tackle, right?
Yeah.
Not a, we got two backup tackles and a backup center and a backup guard. You usually don't see all of that. And I remember thinking to myself and saying, all right, they're going to try to move Cam Robinson, especially when Adam Schefter, who generally doesn't just throw stuff out there and just, oh, you know what? this could happen. He usually has some information that leads him to that, and he said he could be someone to watch and could be on the move. But he's not been traded. He is still there. And even after the roster came out, I have said, all right, hey, keep an eye on that Cam Robinson situation. You would think Blake Fisher, they want to still develop the second round pick from last year that started games for him. Watch out for Cam Robinson. And now I've sat down and thought about it some more, and I just don't think they can afford to trade Cam Robinson right now.
You don't think they can afford to? I mean, they've got what, four tackles on the team. So, I mean, it's the lack of confidence in Blake Fisher, basically.
And a lot of things. Like, you've covered this game and watched it. Something's going to happen to where somebody isn't able to go, right? Like, somebody's probably going to miss a game due to injury, the likelihood of that. I mean, if you go and just think about the last couple of years with the Texans offensive line, I mean, I think every last one of them has missed games. And then there is a chance of poor play. And when you have Titus Howard, you have the flexibility to do and shift and do a lot of different things because he can play guard or tackle. And to me, if you're going to switch that stuff around, Cam Robinson is got to be the person that you feel the most comfortable going in there with right now. To me, over Blake Fisher, over Juice Scruggs, any of the backups, you would feel more comfortable with Cam Robinson. So, I don't know. Right now, I think I've changed my tune on the thought of Cam Robinson being somebody they move right now so they don't have two backup tackles.
Yeah, so I think that the only way this – so based on this logic, though, to me it just means that Blake Fisher shouldn't have even made the team. Because if you've got
I said yesterday, I think Blake only made the team because he was second round.
Yeah, and I think you're consistent with your line of thinking, so I'm with that part. But I do think from where they're coming from it, like Cam Robinson to them is now like more of an asset, you know, like whether that's on the team or as a trade piece, because when it comes down to it, all of these guys were always going to make the team anyway, right? Like Blake Fisher was going to be on the team. Cam Robinson was going to be on the team, but we thought that Titus Howard was going to play guard. Now with Titus Howard playing tackle and Ursary was going to make the team, obviously, as the second round pick. So it's not like the numbers game is so much as thrown off as much as Cam Robinson looks more like a luxury item because you don't need him in the same way that you thought you did going into it. So like I honestly think,
on paper, everything you're saying makes sense.
But to me, what I'm saying is they have shown a level of confidence in Blake Fisher that you are just not willing to show. And I think that you're justified based off of some of the stuff that you saw from Blake Fisher. I think the back end of what you saw from Blake Fisher in that final preseason game that he played in made them feel a little bit more comfortable with what they were seeing from him. But the mere existence of him, to me, makes Cam Robinson more expendable, right? Like, aside from whether you got confidence in him or not, that's kind of what they've decided by just still going with Blake Fisher, just his existence on the team.
Yeah, I think they're in a real tough spot in a lot of areas if they have to go to either Fisher or Juice Scruggs. I think they're in a – and by the way, you think it would be Fisher?
Yeah.
No, you think it like say if something happened
– I think I agree with you either way, like whether it's Fisher or Juice Scruggs. I agree with the premise and the point that it is – it would be more ideal to go to Cam Robinson than either the Fisher or Scruggs scenario.
But you think they put themselves in a position where they have to? I mean, hell, they can do this roster however they want to now.
Yeah, and they can do nothing. I think the Cam Robinson thing is more so about, like, he didn't sign here to be a backup, and you don't necessarily need him. It's not an urgent matter to have him. So if he's a luxury item and his role is now different from the pretense of his signing, then it makes sense to get rid of him. But, yeah, no, I would feel more comfortable with him out there.
Yeah, I on paper, it makes sense. But, like, I mean, Brandon and Tyler, the odds of them not having to go to a backup at the offensive line for whatever reason are very low. Like, at some point, somebody's going to have to step in. And – yes, if you find the right deal, like if you find a good deal with Cam Robinson, you're paying him $12 million, you're going to probably make a move. But I'm just saying right now, if you look at this and you have certain expectations and Juice Scruggs or Blake Fisher have to come in, I think it completely changes everything that you have to do in terms of an offensive line and how you're going to run your offense.
Yeah.
Cam Robinson, I think less of that. Again, if you find a deal that knocks your socks off and we're talking a certain pick or whatever, then obviously you're just going to take your chances with that. But right now, when I look at this thing and just saying to yourself, all right, Titus has missed a lot of time the last couple of years. Whoever your center, your guards, they all have missed time over the last couple of years.
I don't know what Cam Robinson would go for, but let's say he goes for a fourth round pick. You can tell me you can get a fourth round pick for Cam Robinson and tell Blake Fisher to put his big boy pants on. I'm comfortable with that. Like, let's go ahead and just do that.
That's one you got that knocks your socks off, right? Yeah. That's a fourth round pick that knocks your socks off. We're talking about sixth. I don't know. Something like that. I'm not sure if we can maintain that. All right, coming up, looking inside of the division, more news coming off the quarterback spots outside of C.J. Stroud in the South, and we'll give you an update on what's happening in Houston with the Astros and the Rockies. All that as we continue right here live on The Drive. Good.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It will be interesting to see what they do with a lot of their roster. Right, I think we talked about it the other day. They got two tight ends. We'll see what that looks like on Sundays, especially coming up the first one against the Rams.
They'll tell you they got four, right? Yeah. Since they put two on the practice squad, yeah. They'll tell you they got four. They believe in the 69, or they're not saying 69 no more. The 65 or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, and I think on game days these things will look, you know, a little different. But I don't know. It's pretty interesting to see what happens there. But they've got. I think they probably feel right now pretty good about their first five, and probably feel good about Cam Robinson. You know, if he had to play, I think right now the Cam Robinson situation is just Ariante Ursery has just forced himself into the position. That's why he's rolling. But I know. I heard them on In the Loop talking about the debt part.
Yeah, I think it's important that Cam Robinson did not sign up to be a backup, and the fact that he only signed for 1 year means that he's not going to be here next year, more than likely, one way or the other. And obviously, Ariante Ursery is, and Blake Fisher would be as well, assuming he makes the team. He's under contract, so these are just guys that you're more invested in to begin with.
Yep.
Whether you believe in them or not is its own thing. But they've already invested more into these other guys.
All right, Astros, they remain tied 3-3 in the sixth, as this is the rubber match between them and the Rockies at the Daikin Park. And we'll see if they can hang this thing on both, at least the Astros starter, Jason Alexander. He is out of the game. That's the thing that is kind of really... I'm not concerned at all. It is just a bit frustrating that this offense has fared the way it has against some of the pitchers the Rockies have thrown out here. Again, this Freeland guy, he is still in here and still going. And right now, if he is able to get Chaz McCormick out, they will have these pitchers three straight days have quality starts.
You'll come at me about white boy Chaz.
Three straight days have, well, it just happened.
Yeah.
Three straight days they have quality starts.
And he swung it at least two out of the zone.
I'm not sitting here saying that, need to be concerned about the lineup. I mean, Yordan is back and all of this. This what was the dude game one? The Dollander guy? He entered the game.
Oh, Tanner?
No, you're right. Tanner Gordon. You're right. Tanner Gordon was the first game. Tanner Gordon, he entered the game 4-5 with a 7.11 ERA. And then he faced this Astros team that had Yordan in it, and he goes 6 innings, 1 earned, 3 strikeouts, and a walk.
I thought he was a Cy Young contender.
And then the Dollander fella, he came into the game 2-10 with a 6.92 ERA. And then he goes six innings, one earned, seven strikeouts, and four walks. And now this dude has thrown a quality start, six innings, three runs. I not concerned about their offense, but it is a little, man.
Deal with that. I'm concerned. Like, I don't have much confidence in this offense at all. Like, I know who Yordan is. I get that. And I understand that he changed, just his presence in the lineup changes things, changes the dynamic. Because that one walk that you mentioned that old buddy had the other night in Yordan's first game back was, I believe, to Yordan. But, like, this is, like, I think you should look at it from the other way. Like, these pitchers who are not very good or who don't have very good numbers, they see this Astros lineup coming, and they see food.
Shut up.
Because this Astros lineup has been terrible for a little while. Like, if you look at the month of August, just for example, they are at the bottom, toward the bottom of the league, certainly in the bottom third of the league in pretty much every relevant offensive category, whether it's traditional or a sabermetric. So, like, it's just what I'm saying is, it ain't a good offense. So it makes sense that they would struggle with whoever, good or bad pitcher, because they themselves have not proven themselves to be very good.
I know it hasn't been.
The Astros offense is not good.
For me personally, Tyler and Brandon, I've not reached a concern level of, you know, however they run it out there, Pena, Correa, Yordan, Altuve, you know, Walker. I think they will be all right. So I'm not concerned. It is just a little frustrating that, I mean, everybody's beat up on these guys. Everybody's beat up on these guys. They walked in. I thought for sure, Tyler. I was like, man, shoot, man, you better take them runs every night.
What do you mean?
The runs, whatever run total is, you better take that every night.
Oh, I got you. Yeah,
from the Astros.
Cash.
I mean, think about it. Their leader in RBIs is Christian Walker, a dude that has not played, I think, nearly. I know he's played better. You know, ended up playing better as opposed to like his start as an Astro. But like, that's their leader in RBI, a guy who has notoriously struggled throughout the year.
That is an accurate statement.
It is just not a good offense.
But what else is accurate is Yordan has not been playing the entire, and he's added. Correa,
yeah, I mean, he just got back.
Correa has been added, and he has been playing his ass off. And Pena has been this team's best offensive player this year. So, I hear you. But from the text line, Ron, why the hell is Yordan getting a day off? He was off for 3 months. Well, I mean, hell, he just...
They can't ease him in.
We are getting close to October, friend.
Well,
you're going to want him around.
And also,
got hurt.
Yeah, all of it.
But to your point, though, if they were worth any kind of, like, any, if they were worth, up, if they were worth anything, if they're worth anything, right, they should be able to take care of these jokers, the Rockies, even without Yordan. But they can't even do that.
You've remained atop the AL West during this long absence. Yeah. He can take a damn day off after returning, so you take care of him and you're ready for October.
Man,
rolls on.
And thank God for the AL West. Thank you for being terrible. Man. Appreciate you,
big
man.
Big pile of poop, the AL West.
I also want to add a note that clearly Cesar Salazar is not going to give you an uptick on the throwing base runners thing out.
He did a good job with that tag, though.
He's doing worse than just not throwing him out. He's getting the ball in the outfield.
The throw was a dot, I will say. But, you know,
he did a good job with that tag.
To say that run earlier. Come on
saying,
now.
Hey, they're running all over these jokers.
You
didn't pull
this dude out of Sugar Land.
I'm just saying, put him straight off of
Highway 6.
Listen, I said it the other day when they said Yiner and Caratini were potentially going to be down for a couple of days. Hey, let's see if Salazar, a defensive catcher, come in here and really slow some of this running game down.
No.
Rocky's back there running like they see 21 back there.
Same thing. Same difference.
Tyler said he threw that sucker in the center field.
Is there?
He's matching Yiner with not getting would-be base stealers, but he's making it harder, actually.
Let me ask, since we're talking about Yiner, what was Dusty Moore right about? Yiner or Chaz?
Well,
Is the answer what, is on, the answer just yes?
What would no? But what was the Chaz thing? What was Dusty about?
He never admitted to it, but his actions said he was never going to be his everyday outfit.
I thought
except
it was
except for in the playoffs.
It was overplayed because if you go back and look, Chaz was playing somewhere, whether it was center, left, or right.
And when the play,
he was always playing, but for whatever reason,
he was in center field every last one of them.
He played, but for whatever reason, there was this feeling that Dusty didn't like Chaz, and
I've told
Dusty
you, Chaz misses Dusty so bad right now.
And when Dusty
That's
just came out and said,
"Pudding rant.
Look, he ain't one of the big boys," right? And that became a thing. Chaz ain't one of the, ain't one of the big boys yet.
But I like him. I get him banana pudding all the time.
He did say that. He did say that, and he wasn't. He wasn't one of the big boys, and he still ain't.
Dusty was the manager when Chaz had his career year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and he was out there playing every day.
I'm from a different generation.
Hey, Dusty was right. Dusty was right on Yiner.
Yeah.
And maybe the 2025 season is a lost cause when it comes to the defensive stuff. That young man better be somewhere working on him. Throwing out runners, just pop-up time, all of it. That's got to improve.
You know how they call Martin Maldonado machete? Because yeah. He mowed him down, he cut him down. What is the opposite of a machete? That's what we need to think
a
of.
A dull butter
hey,
knife?
They call him green light, Jack.
Butter knife DX.
They call him green light, baby.
Rusty butter knife.
Run on that joker.
Come on now. That is not a machete out there.
No, it's not. By the
way. And he ain't even hitting like I thought he would. Like what they said, at least. I thought he was supposed to be more than that. Anyway.
Yeah, but he's not swinging it as well. That really hurts things. We'll keep you updated here as the Astros tied up at 3 in the 7th, trying to win this series, avoid losing the series to the Rockies. We'll keep you updated on that. And this is something that Brandon hit me up about, text me about this the other day in regards to the Texans, and I think it's a really good conversation piece. We'll do that coming up next.